So. Any other techniques on developing belief and network marketing?
Well, yeah, but what I'd like to do is the next two pillars I'm going to share with you.
Let's go for it.
Talk to you about those techniques. So here's a real important strategy, or I should say skill, you need to learn. As a matter of fact, the second pillar is that you must master the single most important skill you need in network marketing. And you can put in parentheses, and you also need as a human being. You must master the single most important skill you need in network marketing, and you need as a human being. And here's what it is. Sometimes when I ask people, they go, you know, what is it? People are like, oh, you've got to be persistent. And that's true. You have to be persistent. But I know a lot of people that are persistent that are never successful. And some people say, well, you've got to be, you know, you've got to have a positive attitude. And well, that's true. But I know a lot of positive attitude people who still are broke, you know. And see, there is a skill you must master. It's not the attitude, I believe, is 90% of it. But then that 10%, that's really important. And that skill is, you probably want to pull over again and write this one down, because this one will get away from you. A lot of people forget this one. Is you've got to master the skill of building rapport. Master the skill of building rapport. And rapport, if you don't understand what rapport is, you've got to learn that one word. You've got to learn what it means. It's really the ability to build a friendship. It's the ability to build trust with somebody else. If you want a quick way to remember, it's respect and responsiveness. Rapport is respect and responsiveness. It's that instant connection you can build with people, or the connection you can build over time. You see, because network marketing is not about selling your product. It's not about your comp plan. It's not about your anything else except for the relationship you have with the person that you're working with. And, you know, I'll just give you a good example. Everybody knows this, is that if you had to make a decision now that you're in the industry and you have your the people you're working with, if you had to make a decision, would you continue working with the person that brought you in? Or would you rather work with somebody else in your organization? Well, I'll tell you, the reason you want to stay with the person you're with is because they're great at building a friendship, a trust, a relationship, a rapport with you. And if you're thinking, no, I'd rather be working with somebody else, well, the reason is because they were not good at building a trust, a rapport, and a respect. And this industry, as anything else, it's all about the relationship. And you'll hear this again and again and again, and you may not get it until you build an organization, and then you look down at the organization, and you go, oh, I get it. It's all about the relationships, because this doesn't work unless the relationships are there. That's why, you know, I do a lot of work on the internet,
right?
As you know. Theduplicator.com and HelpHenry.com have about 100,000 members, and the one thing I push is that the internet is an amazing way to connect with lots of people, but if you forget about the relationships, your organization will crash. It will tumble. You've got to teach building the relationships. So how do you build rapport? I'll give you a strategy for building rapport. It's really simple. The first thing you always want to do when you're building rapport is listen to the other person. Listen. And one thing to listen for is listen for something that you can appreciate or respect. And then a way to build rapport is, after somebody's done talking, tell them that you appreciate or respect that you do. You know, don't just keep it inside. So, you know, if Art's talking to me, for example, and Art's telling me a little bit about his background, and, you know, and he says, gosh, you know, I remember the early days. And I go, gosh, man, I certainly appreciate those early days, because I was with you with those. You see, and as a matter of fact, we did it unconsciously in the beginning of this tape. So we built rapport with each other. We built trust and respect. It just makes the interview go that much better. And it seems like every time we hang out, Art, we're always building rapport. We're always building trust. We're always building things, and, you know, and getting things bigger. And that's the same thing you do with your organization, same thing you do with your team. And think of this now. Your prospect looks at you, and he tells you that, he says, you know, I just don't have the money. And you ignore him. Did you develop any rapport with that? No. Did you give him any respect? No. He just told you that he doesn't have the money. Now, he may have the money, but what you have to do is you have to appreciate or respect where he's coming from. You say, you know what? I can appreciate that. Or, you know, I totally respect that, because I was a time when I didn't have the money. You can just remember that time. If there wasn't a time you didn't have the money, well, la-di-da for you. No, I'm just saying, just if there was a time you didn't have the money, that's fine. But just say, I can appreciate that because my friend Jim just get involved, and he didn't have the money. And I imagine what you're going through, thinking about money all the time. It's just terrible having to think about money all the time. And that's why I really want you to work with me, because I want you to get out of that mindset, just like I've been able to get out of that mindset, and Jim's been able to get out of that mindset. And let's get to a point where money doesn't matter anymore. You know, where it'll matter, but it won't matter whether we have it or we don't have it.
Right.
It doesn't matter how much we spend or don't spend. And you got to relate to people in every single area. And that's the one thing, because here's the thing that everybody has to remember. Compensation plan, it's the same for everybody in your company, right? The products, same for everybody in your company. You know, women don't get a better product than men, and men don't get a better compensation plan than women. Or doesn't matter what race you are or where you come from or what education you're from. You know, if you have a master's degree, you don't get better products or better compensation plan. So we know that compensation plan and product are the same. So the one thing that's different is your ability to relate to other people. And that will alone will set you free. I believe that if you spend an hour a day, maybe half, no, take this, 15 minutes a day reading, studying, learning, watching, observing, rapport, in 1 year, you will have mastered this industry. That'll be the one thing that'll separate you. That's the one skill you need to learn. Everything else on top of that is attitude.
Tom, I hope everybody listened to that, because sometimes we say, some of you might have heard me talk about, hey, know, like, and trust. It's impossible to get a prospect to join you, or at least it's a huge uphill battle if they don't know you, like you, and trust you. And now you've found a technique, or you've all just heard a technique on how to develop that know, like, and trust. But you also talked about the fact that it doesn't stop once you sign them up. Actually, that's just the beginning.
Exactly.
That's when you really need to start building that relationship so you can build a team that will stick with you forever.
Exactly.
Powerful stuff.
Yeah.
So say that you're not very good at creating rapport. Can you go practice on people? What do you do?
That's a good idea. Yeah, you know, when the guy delivers pizza to your door, you know, have a conversation, you know. If he's raining, you go, gosh, I can appreciate what it's like out there in the rain.
Uh-huh.
You will see an amazing connection. You'll see eye contact. He'll be like, you can appreciate that? Yeah, and then you give him a couple of bucks, and he goes like, gosh, you do appreciate that. And, you know, practice. Who cares if the guy delivering your pizza says no?
Right.
You say, hey, you know something? As a matter of fact, I have something that I think you might be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and maybe the guy delivering pizza. I know a guy who used to deliver pizza, now makes about $40,000 a month. So you never know.
You never know.
You never know.
A friend of mine, John Fogg, said that he used to be shy. And here's a technique that I think, if you're going to go practice on people, he said, go practice on people that are paid to talk to you. So that would be
there
like the pizza guy. That would be like the guy at the toll booth. It would be the guy at the cash register. They're paid to talk to you anyway, so practice there if you have to. But use the skill that Tom just taught you. Do it. And when you get good at it, you've got pillar number two done.
Exactly. Well, let's go to pillar
next?
Number three.
Yep.
Yeah. Because, once you get that skill down, there's one other kind of skill you sort of need. And this is the one thing. Now, as I asked these 15 people that made $20,000 a month or more, and some of them are making $100,000 a month, and one guy was making $1 million a month, I couldn't believe when I called him, he picked up the phone. It just, like, blew my mind. You know, $12 million a year, and he picks up his own phone. But, hey, you know, it was just amazing. Every single one of these guys, and two of them were women, all said they had all had different strategies, different techniques, different, ways of doing the business. The philosophies were pretty similar, but there was one thing that they did, besides having the skill of building rapport, there was one thing they did that was better, that they did that other people didn't do, that non-successful people didn't do. And every single one said this. Every single one said this. And that is, they recruited up. I'm going to say that again. They recruited up. Now, you may or may not have heard this before, what recruiting up means. Recruiting up does not mean recruiting somebody who you think is better than you, in quotes, better, or somebody who is taller than you, or somebody who has more money than you. That's not recruiting up. In this industry, recruiting up has two components, and I want you to write these down too. First component, recruiting up, somebody who has a larger circle of influence. That means somebody who has influence with more people, a larger circle of influence. And the second thing, somebody who's just plain old hungrier than you. Now, some of you may say, there's no one more hungry than me. That's okay. You want to find people just as hungry as you who have a large circle of influence. And believe me, this is the key to success in this industry. It, and you know what? It's not so much the people that you recruit, but as you teach your team to recruit up, and you're working with your team, you're always looking for people with larger circles of influence. The one thing that gets me in this industry is that people think they're going to be successful recruiting people without jobs. Mm-hmm. They think, oh, you know what? I'm going to go down to the unemployment line and recruit all those people. Well, you know what? Those people don't have jobs because they don't know anybody. You know, some of them know people, but I guess what I'm saying is that I would rather be rejected by a millionaire than somebody without a job. Mm-hmm. I would rather have a millionaire say, no, you're no good, than some guy without a job. I mean, you don't have a job and you're telling me, I'm no good? You know, so if you're going to get rejected, go after the top salesperson, the top real estate person in your area, the top insurance salesperson, you know, somebody you know who knows somebody who runs a business, or the athlete, or the guy who used to be the mayor of your town, or you know, recruit up, recruit up, recruit up, recruit up. And I'll tell you, this is so, so, so important. When I first started in this industry, I'll give you a quick story. It was so hard for me to recruit up because I was young. I didn't really know what I was doing. And I got this opportunity to go down to West Palm Beach, Florida, and talk to a man who had built an Inc. 500 company. It was one of the fastest growing companies 2 years in a row. And I walked down to his West Palm Beach, actually it was Palm Beach business, and you go into these glass towers. You know, I take this elevator ride up, and it comes out the elevator, and you know, it's one of those places where it's just his floor. You know, you know, it felt like you have to go around. That's it. You know, you're there, and you go through the glass doors, and you go around a corner. And as I'm walking around the corner, his secretary, this beautiful blonde bombshells, you know, walking me down through this hallway, and I see pictures of this guy shaking hands with presidents, you know, U.S. presidents. I look out, this is glass thing. I look out and you can see the intracoastal waterway with $10 million yachts going up and down, and you know, multi-gajillion dollar homes. It was just, to me, it was just so, I'd never seen so much wealth in my entire life and so much power. And I meet this guy, and he's an middle-aged guy, gray-haired, just handsome man with a strong handshake and a big smile, and he sits behind this gigantic desk, and I sit in the chair, and I'm sinking way down in the chair in front of the desk, and I'm just shaking in my boots. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to say to this guy. How am I going to tell him? And I just kept remembering, develop an extraordinary commitment to network marketing, extraordinary commitment to network marketing, extraordinary commitment to network marketing. And I'm going, you know what, I'm recruiting up. I know this is what I got to do. This is what they told me. You got to recruit up. And he looks across the desk at me and he goes, so, Mr. Wood, why would I need network marketing? And I tell you, Art, I gathered everything inside of me. All the fears, I just let them go for this. I said, just let them go for like 5 minutes. Get this out, say it, and then run, okay? And I looked at him and I said, his name is Max. I said, Max, the reason you want network marketing is because you will never have what I have. And you know, and inside I'm like, he has everything. But he looked at me and he said, kind of perplexed, and he's like, well, what do you mean by that? And I said, sir, I have freedom. You are locked into this dungeon where you have to stare at all these boats and watch them go by and know that you can't sail on them, because you've got to be here working operations every single day, where I can travel around the country, do what I want, with whom I want, when I want. And I said, and that's why you want network marketing. You know, and he had those steel eyes and that, you know, stoic look. And he, you know, good businessman. He wouldn't show me that he would just been broken. He looked at me and he said, okay, well, I'll give you a call in a couple days. And at the end of our conversation, I walked out the door sweating profusely. I'm glad I had a jacket on because my shirt was so wet. And I got down to the car. I'm like, oh, I blew it. I blew it. But you know something? 2 days later, he called me and the guy who introduced me to him, because it was my downline that introduced me to him and asked me to recruit him for him. Because I told him, recruit up. He recruited up. And 2 days later, this guy got in the business. And then about a month later, he had sold his company and he started working network marketing full time. Wow. And now he has a great business, you know, sails every day. He wants to go sailing, go swimming in his pool. And he thanks me. He says, you know, it was your persistence, your belief in the industry that made a difference for me. And of course, he made a lot of money for me too.
Yeah.
And so it can happen to anyone.
He made an impact on his life, though.
Yeah, exactly.
That's unbelievable.
And to think, and, you know, and I never thought I could. Mm-hmm. See, that's the thing I want everybody on your tape to understand, that they have the magic. They have the potion. And the only thing they have to do is develop rapport, you know, the ability to develop rapport, have an extraordinary commitment, and recruit up, and you're going to start to make a massive impact on people's lives.